One more song. Thank you all again for being here tonight. Hope you enjoy yourselves. We're going on at 3 or 4 o'clock. God bless you. And to T.R. Dallas and his band, a round of applause. To Declan Nerney, who's here tonight, to John Kelly, and of course to the boys. The boys from Midwest Radio. I can't just read them all out. God bless them. Give a round of applause. They did so well for us in 3 years. And Bridget Cuff, I believe, is here tonight. Bridget, for you. And my sister-in-law is here tonight somewhere. Breeze. You know Breeze in the wheelchair? She's there. So my sister-in-law, Breeze. Thank God she's improving lovely. God bless you all, and God bless you every time. And happy 1989. This time we do a little Mayo song, Take Me Back to Castlebar. Come the way all. I remember you in court.
I'm waiting for John Murphy's fire, take it to his side. I'm working 7 days a week, from morning to dark night. And when I get into the line and gently close the door, the first thing that they ask me is, when did it the night before? Take me back to Castlebar, the county of Mayo. It's the only place in Ireland I'm longing for to go, where they greet me with the gentle smile of any time of day. When I set my foot in Old Mayo, I never go astray. Dr. Jack, the gang of man, he talked about the times. Himself and old John Murphy were walking down the mines. He says he often meets him in Dorchester Hotel. If you want to get promotion, get down and be like hell. Take me back to Castlebar, the county of Mayo. It's the only place in Ireland I'm longing for to go, where they greet me with the gentle smile at any time of day. When I set my foot in Old Mayo, I'm loving all the stray. He made while working on the lawn. He blames old Maggie Thatcher, Jim Callahan's well. But now he's back in Castlebar and they can go to hell. Take me back to Castlebar in the county of Mayo. It's the only place in Ireland I'm longing for to go, where they greet me with the general smile at any time of day. I set my foot in Old Mayo, I never go astray. Set my foot in Old Mayo, I never go astray.
Thank you, good night, God bless you all, thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's have a big, big round of applause for Kevin Prendergast. Thank you very much, Kevin. That's it. We'll probably get him back again in a couple of minutes' time, after a while, but we must move on because we're way, way behind time. Will I get out here? I will. How are you doing? Thanks very much. What's this? A car causing an obstruction. 579 SIZ. Is that right? 579-512. That's a funny number. But it's a cream escort, and it's in the car park, and we're trying to get it out. Thank you very much indeed. It's on fire, yeah. It's gone home without you, so it is. Now, if a few dedications to do before we move on, just while we're waiting for the band to change. Hello, Maureen. For Maureen Kilcoyne from Erin and Castlebar, it's her birthday today. It's from her husband, Pat, and family, who've all been avid fans of Midwest Radio for the past 3 years. Also, dedication for my nieces and nephews, Carmel and Kathy and Emily, Elaine O'Malley, Edel Gorman, Valerie Kilcoyne, her mother, Margaret, and also for Rose and James, and for Laura Grealis, and for all the Morans and the Rileys and the Gormans and Mulraney, and not forgetting Paul Gallagher and Paddy Kelly and Sylvain and Stephen Irwin, enjoying the show very much. That's the last request I'm going to read out, I think, of Midwest Radio. We'll also dedicate the next one to Chris's mum, who's at home, Mrs. Carroll, and also to Chris Sr., who's in Castlereagh, couldn't make it to be with us tonight, unfortunately. But as the saying goes, they will be back, and we will be back too. Will we be back? We will be back. You keep that seat warm for us. All right, I think we're all about ready. Ladies and gentlemen, would you please put your hands together again and welcome back for another few numbers Declan Ernie. Right, Helen. Woo!
A while, now you're putting on the style, and you never once look back at your home across the track. You're the gossip of the town, but my heart can still be found where you tossed it on the ground. Pick me up on your way down, everybody, pick me up on your way down when you're blue. Coming back where you belong, you may be the pride and joy, but they'll find another toy. Then they'll take away your crown, pick me up on your way down. Make you happy and salute. Your new friends will take the blame. Underneath you still the same. When you learn these things are true, I'll be waiting here for you. As you tumble to the ground, pick me up on your way down. Everybody, pick me up on your way down. When you're blue and all alone, when the glamour starts to bore you, coming back where you belong. You may be their pride and joy, but they'll find another toy. Then they'll take away your crown, pick me up on your way down. Then they'll take away your crown, pick me up on your way down.
Righty, here we go with Jimmy. This time he's going to sing a song that was recorded by the Everly Brothers some time back. It's called Bye Bye Love. Love. And that came very specially to Granny
Sheila, Deborah, Edwin, Brian, Stephen and Fiona, and all the McIntyres from Coolacool. Clonacool. Clonacool. McIntyres, yeah, from Clonacool. It's from Evelyn, Tom and all the Tuies. We're going to feature Mr. Sax over here himself. He's going to play the Binny Hill special and it's called Yakety Yaks. Right, ladies and gentlemen, Declan Nairne and his band. Give them a big round of applause. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have your attention because now comes the hard part. First of all, before I say a few words, I'd like to call all the entire staff of Midwest Radio to come up on the stage. All of the staff of Midwest Radio. Now then, here's a few words I'd just like to say. I'm going to be fairly brief. First of all, I'd like to thank all the many, many people who came along here tonight for our farewell night. Give yourselves a round of applause. You were great. And I'd like to say I'm very sorry to the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people who were unable to gain admission to the Midas Club tonight. We were closed since 10 o'clock tonight. And I'm sorry to all the people who may be listening at home and attempted to get in to the Midas Club. And now I'd like to say a special word to all the people at home, the people who have been listening to Midwest Radio for the last 3 years and who have been phoning us in every day with requests and dedications, and we've become very good friends with you over the last 3 years, and I hope that you become friends with us. I'd like to say hello to all the people out there tonight who might be living alone and all the people who might be just a little bit lonely, and they might feel that Midwest Radio going off the air is going to be a terrible thing. There's just one thing I'd like to say to all the people out there who are living alone, and all the people out there who are lonely, and all the people who out there who are going to miss Midwest Radio a lot. I'd like to say to them that with your prayers and your help, we'll be back on the air. Isn't that it?
Hip hip! Hip hip! Hip hip!
And now, of course, it seems a very short 3 years ago since I first got the idea of Midwest Radio. Well, let me tell you how I first got the idea of Midwest Radio. I was fed up of, I was running this club here, the Midas Club, and I used to put in live bands in it every Saturday night. And I was having great difficulty in getting live bands who would draw crowds. Because the bands that I used to play, people would say, who are they? What do they sound like? And I'd ring up the manager of the band and I'd say, can you not get your record played somewhere? No one knows what you sound like. And he'd say, I'm trying. I got one play last week on RTE and I'm promised another play next week on RTE. So I said, if I could get it together to have my own radio station to let the people hear the music they wanted to hear, I figured out, well, I wouldn't be a bad thing. So I contacted this gentleman here, Christopher Carroll, and I said to him, would you be interested in starting a bit of a radio station? So the two of us got together, and we contacted Joe O'Neill's and Glenn and Matty, and with their expertise, and also another gentleman who I'd like you to pay particular tribute tonight, if he's here yet. He's probably, oh, here he is here. Michael Morley, one of our,
affectionately known as Daddy. We call him Daddy. So here's Daddy.
And indeed, Michael Morley was in no small way responsible. And Joe Cunniff, especially, I'd like to point him out, and Michael O'Hara from Joe Neal's Liberty and Glenamaddy, because without them, let me tell you, Midwest Radio just wouldn't be on the air. I'd also like to thank the big combination of, sometimes we call them misfits, but in general, I think you'll agree, they've done a great job. All the presenters on Midwest Radio. I'm not going to mention them, but they're all here tonight. Every one of them. And just one of them I'd like to point out, just in particular I'd like to mention, because he's been a very steadying influence on me over the last 3 years. And we've got...
The farmer. Where is he?
I'd also like to thank all the office staff in Midwest Radio. Mary O'Reilly and Marie and Denise and all the other... And Michelle and Barbara, if she's here somewhere, even though Barbara's also a presenter of the Midwest Radio, Tom. Mary Nolan and everyone else. I'm not going to go into too many names because I know I'll forget some. Michelle and I could go on over the last 3 years. And then, of course, our sales staff. Here they are here. There's Tina Mitchell all the way from Ballina and Harry McGowan, who's here. They kept it all going. And also all the advertisers out there. All the people whose sites we had transmitters on. And I'd also like to thank all the many bands over the last few years who have helped us in no small way on Sunday Night Live. Speaking of Sunday Night Live, it is probably one of the... It's unique in that we are the only radio station in the entire country who have attempted a program like Sunday Night Live. And I think you'll agree it has been a great success and we're absolutely delighted with it. And I will hope when we do come back on the air, if we come back, we'll be able to repeat Sunday Night Live from Midas. And of course, just to get in a small plug, don't forget we'll be here next Sunday night because Sunday Night Variety Show, we'll now be calling it, will continue on for the next couple of weeks. There's one particular group of people that I feel when we mention Sunday Night Live, we simply have to mention them. Because each and every Sunday night, regardless of the weather, or regardless of who we had here, they travelled up. They travelled a long, long way. They travelled 80 miles all the way from Achill. Each and every Sunday night. Give them a big round of applause. And you can see here tonight, they even brought us up a banner, thanks Midwest Radio from your Achill friends. And I can tell you, we have so many friends down in Achill. Just like to mention those, because every Sunday night, I know we have friends in Belmullet and all over the place. And I really can't say how much the Achill crowd mean to us over the last few years. One man down there, Michael Duggan, looks after our transmitter down there.
Come on up, Mike.
And, indeed, we'd like to thank him. So all that's left for me to say is, keep the pressure on. We'll be back. So now, what we want you to do now, we have members of the press here, and one particular man I'd like to thank him as well, that's Sean Brown, up there, on our video, and that videotape will be available. It's on Super VHS, and it'll be available for the farewell night of Midwest Radio. And indeed, I'd like to thank Sean for coming along here tonight. Now, Michael Gunning, there's a man I have to thank, because Michael Gunning was responsible for putting Sunday Night Live on the road, I can tell you. Because he has managed to persuade such big companies as Zanussi and Mitsubishi to put up all these spectacular prizes. And indeed, Michael Gunning, I'd particularly like to thank you if you're there. Oh yes, he's there. Indeed, thank you very much, Michael Gunning. So there you are. So I'll tell you what we want you to do. Declan.
Just a second. Before we finish, I would like to thank the man that was the inspiration to us all, Mr. Paul Claffey.
And indeed, I'd like to thank my wife for letting me do the mad things of starting up a radio station.
And also, I hope my wife is down there for bearing with me because she hasn't seen much of me, to be honest, since we got married. So Martina, hello to you.
Now I tell you what we do. As we told you earlier on, we have members of the press here. And we want to let the minister up in Dublin know that we down the west of Ireland are together. And we want to let them know that we want our radio station back on the air. So I tell you, we're going to sing a couple of songs, all of us up here. Declan Nerney, we're going to start off, I think, Declan, with a particular song. It's a Mayo song.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's only one song, and there's one song only, that has to be the anthem of County Mayo, and what all tonight is all about. because this man has done wonders for the whole counties of Roscommon, Mayo, Galway, all the bordering counties, but particularly Mayo. We're here in the heart of Mayo in Ballyhaunas, and there's only one song to unite us all together to keep the spirit going, and it has to be Moonlight in Mayo.
Everybody join hands now.
It's just a year ago today I left old Erin's Isle. My heart was throbbing in the sunshine of my Colleen's smile. In all my dreams I seem to hear her sweet voice soft and low. I know she's waiting where she said, here! Now two Irish eyes are shining, and two Irish hearts are pining, where I kissed her and caressed her in the gloaming long ago. Love in Irish arms will press me, and through Irish love caress me, and sweet Irish lips will bless me when it's moonlight in Mayo. Ambrose on his accordion. Two Irish eyes like beacons shine throughout. The sweet love flow will always fill the world with light. The roses on her cheeks will lend enchantment to the scene. And where the shamrock wears the dew, I'll wed my sweet Colleen. All together! Now two Irish eyes are shining, and an Irish heart is pining. No backing, just singing. No backing. It's the gloaming long ago. Louder, louder.
Irish heart is pining,
and an Irish heart is pining, and sweet Irish lips will bless me when it's moonlight in Mayo.
Ladies
and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, I'm afraid that brings us to the end of broadcasting for yet another day here on Midwest Radio. I hope you have enjoyed the programs that we have been bringing you throughout the day. And if you have, I hope you'll drop in and see us sometime tomorrow. By the way, if you're interested in advertising on Midwest, you should call the station here during the day at 0907-30553. That's 0907-30553.
All together!
If you'd like an item in the buy and sell column, you should send us in particulars of the item with a cheque or a postal order for £3 if the item is value for £100 or less, or £5 if the item is value at more than £100.
For the sake of all that.
All together!
For all that remains for me is to say good night on behalf of everybody here in Midwest Radio.
For all that anxiety, we'll take a cup of kindness yet. For the sake of old anxiety.
One more time!
For old anxiety. Anxile, my dear, for old Anxile. I can't hear you.
We'll drink a cup of kindness yet for the sake of old Anxile.
And to leave the stage there, ladies and gentlemen, give them one massive, colossal round of applause. Are we ready, Timmy? With one song we'll do a tune here is called The Hucklebuck.